I have a lot of support on my campaign. The momentum is building, but it's not just because of, you know, the fact that I worked for Senator Gillibrand's office. It's the work I did in Senator Gillibrand's office, in Mayor Driscoll's office for the past 12 years, fighting hard for this district. You know, people understand that I was helpful. I got things done. And that's what I'm going to continue to do and continue to fight in Washington. So I'm honored and I feel great that I have the support from all of the local, state and national folks that I do. I think that it's a testament to the work that I've done. But, you know, going further, some of the things that I did while I was in Senator Gillibrand's office and Mayor Driscoll's office, you know, we worked across party lines. When I worked with Republican mayors or Democratic counselors or independent county supervisors, it didn't matter who we were working with. We worked across the aisle, really, you know, just as long as we were getting things done for the people. I mean, I worked very closely with Congressman Richard Hanna, who's a Republican in the Mohawk Valley region. You know, we worked on Blue Water Vets and expanding pre-K together. So those are the things I want to continue to do in Congress. I want to continue to work across the aisle, work within my party, outside of my party, representing the people of the 24th District. That's what I want to do. I mean, you say John Katko's a moderate. I don't think he's a moderate at all. So I think we need to replace him with somebody who's actually going to stand up and fight for things like jobs and the economy. That's the number one issue I've been hearing since I've been on this campaign trail. And John Katko has done nothing to address that issue at all.
We just have a couple of minutes left, but I wanted to give each of the other two candidates, Eric and Steve, a chance to also weigh in on the Katko issue and anything else that you'd want to say very, very briefly. Eric, let me start with you. Just a minute or so.
Our economy is unsustainably giving money to the most well-off. That's hugely problematic. We have to deal with it. We have to make massive investments in infrastructure for our kids, for businesses, and the next generation. And I don't know if the others would agree. I would finance it with a financial transaction tax and also with raising the minimum, raising the maximum levels of taxation on multimillionaires and billionaires. They owe that. In terms of grassroots, my campaign is powered by two people who ran the Bernie Sanders campaign in central New York. And we will have a very strong grassroots. In terms of an agreement, in terms of an endorsement from Mr. Schumer, I have to tell you, I would take it, even though I disagree with them. I have a hunch Steve would, too. And if you want to give it to me, Colleen, go ahead.
All right. Steve, I'm going to give you the last word here, just to have about really just a minute. Any thoughts about why we would want to fire a seemingly moderate Republican like John Katko and anything else you want to add?
Well, absolutely. I can tell you because John is not a moderate. He knows that. The only time he votes not in line with the Republican Party is when his vote doesn't count, when they know that the bill isn't going to pass or it's going to pass and get vetoed and they don't have the votes to override the veto. It's nothing but parliamentary trickery. And I think anybody who's a sophisticated voter knows that. And, you know, John's a nice guy. I know John. Our kids played soccer together. But quite frankly, he's wrong on the issues for this district. He doesn't believe in climate change, which is out of touch with the times. He doesn't believe in women's rights. He thinks that people on the terrorist watch list should be able to buy assault rifles. Those are the wrong positions for the people of this district. And, you know, Grant, I've got a long history of taking on tough fights and winning them. You know, I represented union pension funds who lost millions in the Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme against big special interests. And I won those battles and recovered for those union pension holders. I fought big corporations who weren't paying fair wages to their workers under the Fair Labor Standards Act. And I've won. So I've got a track record of taking on special interests and of service, including my time in the Navy. And that's what's resonating with the people of this district.